Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing the arrest by South African police of scores of foreigners.
More than 700 people from various African countries were arrested today in a crackdown seen as a response to the stoning of police cars last week after police tried to arrest them.
Writing on microblogging site Twitter today, Gauteng Premier David Makura said so far 600 undocumented foreign nationals have been taken in for verification of status and criminal records.
Makura said six rifles, six pistols, four shotguns, and hundreds of various ammunitions were seized today.
Makura also said large consignments of counterfeit goods were also recovered from different buildings.
However, there were some reports that the guns belonged to a security company, but we could not verify this at the time of going on air.
There are thousands of Zimbabweans seeking greener pastures in South Africa following a continued deterioration of the economic situation at their homeland.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yes.
You, Chris. Long time.
Long time, Jonga.
Legend.
Siyaphila, siyaphila. Eh, balaleli namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa kwabantu South Africa. Ye, kulabantu ababotshiweyo abavela emazweni achiyeneyo awezwekazi le-Africa. Ye, babotshwa ke phambilini. Kokunye okuke kwenzakala ngeviki edluleyo lapho amapolisa agijinyisiweyo acele enyaweni abaleka ngemva kokuhlaselwa ngabantu kade bebajikijela ngamatshe. Yesizwa kuthiwa baphose njalo lamabhomba awokuzibazela awepetro bephosela amapolisa ngeviki edluleyo. Imbangela yona ayikacaci kahle kodwa bona amapolisa bathi abantu laba bathengisa impahla okungekho emthethweni. Ngakwelinye icele bona abantu laba besithi hatshi thina silokhu sihlukuluzwa ngabantu izizalwane zeSouth Africa eziza zizobahlukuluza zibathathela impahla lokunye okunjalo. Ye, silabahlonitshwa esizaxoxa labo abazasichasela konke okunengi okwenzakeleyo, Jonga.
Ndizvozvo vongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nhasi tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezviitiko zvatanzwa kuti zvasora zvichiitika muguta reJohannesburg muSouth Africa. Umo tinonzwa kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvinodarika mazana matanhatu kana kuti 600 zvasungwa nemapurisa mureid kana kuti mukutsvairwa kwakuitwa nemapurisa vachiti vari kutsvaga vanhu vanoita zvemumakororo vangaita dzimhosva dzakasiyana siyana vane zvitoro zvinotengesa zvigadzirwa zvinenge zvisina mazita echokwadi zvinongoziviswa zita rekunzi kufunga kuti chinhu chiri genuine iyo iri yavanoti pachirungu counterfeit ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvazvichinzi zvazvichiitwa izvozvo. Pavanhu vasungwa ipapa hatisati taziva kuti pane zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvingani, asi panogona kunge paine zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe. Kwechitiwo vanotungamira dunhu reGauteng kana kuti premier weGauteng vaDavid Makura vanyorawo patwitter vachitaura kuti vambovhara mukati chaimo meguta yatingati CBD yeJohannesburg vachiita basa iroro rekuona kuti vasina magwaro vari kutorwa vachiendwa nawo vachizonobvunzurudzwa. Hatisati tanzwa kuti pane vabvunzurudzwa varegedzwa here, asi vanga vachitaura kuti mukati imomo mawanikwa zvombo zvakasiyana siyana pamwe nemabara, kuchitiwo zvigadzirwa zvakawanda kwazvo zvakasiyana siyana zvavari kuti macounterfeit zvawanikwa muzvivakwa izvozvo. Izvi zvinoteerawo zvakaitika svondo rapera patakaona zvisarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvichirwisana nematombo nemapurisa muSouth Africa imomo, mushure mekunge mapurisa vapinda vachireida zvitoro zvevanhu ivavo vari kunzi vari kutengesa macounterfeit. Zvinove zviri kuitawo kuti vakawanda vacheme kuti vari kuzongobatanidzirwawo mukati memhirizhonga inenge ichiitika. Saka nhasi pindai muchirongwa tinzwe kuti dambudziko iroro rakamirawo sei, kana pane vasangana naro pindai muchirongwa muchitiudzawo kuti zvii zvamaona kana kuti mazokwanisa kunge muchibuda mutsaona iyoyo nenzira ipi. Chris.
Yes, Jonga, we have our first guest, that's Mr. Dr. Vusumuzi Zibanda. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening, thank you, and greetings to your listeners.
Yes, Mr. Zibanda, the clashes, we are getting different signals here. The official report being that the police raided Johannesburg to get rid of bad elements, while on the other side we also understand that the raids were of course connected to last week's clashes with police, who say that they were attacked by the foreigners. Now, can you give us a clearer picture of what's going on?
Thank you very much. I think the first thing is that the police, yes, there was an attack, rather a fight back, you know, by the community, you know, I mean, last week, you know, by the, you know, shop owners. And this is what we see, and that is shown to the world. We see the tail end of what actually transpired. But we don't get to see, you know, the first part of that particular, you know, action where the police just got to the place, I mean, where these shop owners, you know, operate from and started shooting, you know, rubber bullets into, you know, into the streets and the people that were on the pavement, and people started running away. So people, after running away, then regrouped themselves and decided, look, these police officers, we need to ask them, where are their search warrants, which basically mandate them, you know, to come and search us, because our law stipulates here in South Africa that if you're going to search anyone, you must have a search warrant, you know, that authorizes you to do that. So since November last year, there's been, you know, this standoff where, for example, the shop owners, after being notified when they consulted some lawyers, that they cannot be searched unless that person wants to search them and got a search warrant. So the police have been using violence, you know, and abusing people and stealing from them. Now, the authorities are obviously saying that this operation, you know, that took place, you know, today was an operation that was meant to get rid, you know, of illicit or, you know, goods that are counterfeit products. The truth of the matter is it's a revenge exercise and process. I mean, to try and appease people so that the police can act and they've got the authority, because what happened last week is that, I mean, police were resisted from performing an illegal operation. And today, again, what we have seen is we have seen the worst illegality taking place. We have got over 1,200, as we speak, people that have been arrested as we're speaking right now, and they are still in police custody, including people that are carrying, you know, a permit and asylum documents. And the documents that they are carrying, you know, they were taken with them and told that they left to be verified at the police station. Now, you must agree and understand that the law provides for somebody, you know, who's a migrant to carry their document wherever they go. And if Home Affairs doubts that the person's document is authentic, they must verify it on the spot rather than to take that person and go and close them in. So that is the first point of illegality, you know, that again is being, you know, performed by the police there. And on the second note, the law also provides that if you are going to do an operation and should you have a search warrant and the person is not there, you may not just ordinarily break into that person's place of residence. The only time when somebody can break into somebody's place of residence or place of work is when, for example, there is an emergency or they're there to call out and they were told that, you know, I mean, the person has not responded. So today, We have seen also the minister coming out and saying, look, we want these foreigners to be actually put in a bus and taken back, you know, to where they come from. So we have seen the worst act of xenophobia coming from the government, from the Minister of Police in particular, and the police officers, and a blatant disregard of the human rights of the migrants, you know, who are lawfully in South Africa. And we have had a claim where they are saying those people, you know, are hijacking the buildings. And those buildings are not hijacked. They are properly acquired. So you've got all these allegations that the government is laying against the people, which are not proven, and they are using them as a smokescreen, basically, to terrorize the people.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Sanda. Please do stay on the line. Let's get to our first caller. Vamananda Magadi. Aiwa kunotirwa penyu nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yamanzwa iri mudariro iyi. Hello. Nare yenyu inenge iri kuti dzikirei vamananda muchiri kutinzwa here? I think we have lost Mr. Mananda. We are trying to call him again. But coming back to you, Dr. Siwanda, the Premier of Gauteng, Mr. Deputy Makura, on his Twitter account wrote that there were some weapons that were also found during these raids. And we are also getting reports that these weapons may have been legally acquired.
Sorry about that.
No problem. But can you hear me?
Saying,
yes, I was saying that Mr. Makura on his Twitter account wrote that they also found weapons, guns, various guns, and various types of ammunition.
Yes, we have also heard that there were weapons that were found. But we have also heard, you know, from the people that were on the scene, unfortunately, you know, because we were not allowed on the scene. I mean, we come from the African diaspora, for example, and we have offered in the past because there is this standoff that they should allow us, obviously, to come in so that we can see exactly what is happening. So to start with, we were not allowed on the scene, and we cannot verify exactly what happened. And already they have created a bone of contention because should they continue to claim that, you know, there were guns that were found on the scene when they were the only people that were on the scene and on the police, I mean the police, and it looks like there's a conspiracy theory, it's going to be very problematic. But nonetheless, we also hear that there is a security company in that particular building, and it's very likely that those guns that are being spoken to, in fact, those that probably were there are saying those guns belong to that security company. And our question is that if those guns belong to the security company, hey. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yes. So our concern is that if indeed there was, the guns belong to a security company, why even mention it? Because the people that will see that response that those guns are not unlawful, they are properly, you know, they belong to a particular company. That information is meant to mislead the people so that people get to think that, you know what, there is trade in illegal guns again that is taking place. So we are very worried about a lot of the allegations that are being said because we see that they are all tailored and targeted at making, you know, people very furious and confusing the people about the truth and justifying, you know, the actions that they are taking, because the action of raiding today is unjustifiable at law in every respect, because the doors, you know, people's shops were broken down using hammers without a legitimate excuse to do that, because those people are not running away. The law provides that if somebody, for example, you want to go and search their shops and they are not there, you leave your own key, you know, or your own seal, and summon the people to come in. Those people are tenants in a building that is properly managed. They could simply talk to the management of the building and request who are the owners so that they can summon them and go and check into the premises. But they did not do that. So today's action was a show of force. I was at some stage also there, and people were just being chased away, pointed at guns when they were just watching. You know, and that was calculated to get the people to react so that, you know, people could be shot at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Regarding Gemu Mterer, Tinam Koma Shepherd, Parunare. Mkoma Shepherd?
Hello, Magadi.
Ndirumpenyu Zukuru, ndafara kwazvo kunzwa kuti Mkoma Shepherd, wano taura, wano kuluma, wano speaker.
Ndizvo
chaizvo. Kana muchirova dzese dziri 16 languages dzacho kana 17 kana 20 itiroverei nhasi. Ndino taurai tinzwe nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo iya tanzwa kuti yaswera ichiitika muguta reJohannesburg. Tanzwa kuti vanhu vanga vachitadza kupinda mukati meguta kana kubuda kana vangovharirwa imomo vanga vachingosangana nematambudziko. Zvii zvamungataura?
Munoona zvinoitika muno munyika muno South Africa yatiri muno. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti isusu semaforena hatina sekuti tingadzivirirwa nani. Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika pamaforena ari kurayirwa mukati vacha panyaya dzematrak drivers. Vari kurohwa vachidzingwa mabasa nemasouth africans asi hapana kana chinombotaurwa. Muri kuona iko zvino nyaya yejobrik iyoyi yakaitika yeyi mapurisa ndo anotanga zvii zvinhu zvaanga angaita zviri pamutemo zvokuti vanotevera vanhu handiti voinda kana vanotanga vaanaunza kuti musi wakati tichafamba dhoo tichitarisa zvakati asi vanongosvika vongoita zvavanoita handi munoona. Saka vanhu havazokwanisi kuzvimirira izvozvo zviri kuitika ndipo. Ende nyaya yekurohwa kwemapurisa haitangi nemaforena. Mapurisa anorohwa neivowa vari mumwe chaivo. Ungataka izvi nyaya yemarikana. Yemarikana mapurisa akazosvika pakupura vanhu. Handiti vemuno vadi vadzivirira mapurisa. Asi nyaya yemaforena yanetsa nyaya yemaforena. Kurohwa kwakaitwa mapurisa ikoko yatori problem ende vatokonzeresa kurwa pakati kutaurirana pakati pemasouth africa nemaforeners. Wozi especially inini ndo driver rori tine problem nemazuru vanokwanisa kuti isusu especially mazimbabweni takutodaniwa kunzi mazaizai hatiri kuonana kana pakambani chaipo chaipo yatinosevenza inini panotori netension imwe isingatomboiti ani murikuti mapurisa zvese zviri mumasavo zviri mumaoko megavhenmendi. Gavhenmendi iri kuzviziva kuti pane zviri kutoitika especially vekudhebheni. Vekudhebheni kutonzi inda kudhebheni inenge itori unongochitorohwa nemusoro kuti vakomana ndichanosvika ndichadzoka here nezviri kuitika murodhi imomo. Havana kana pasa nazvo gavhenmendi haitombotauri nezvazvo. Asi tine madzikoma akaparara vamwe vakasiya mhuri nenyaya yekuti takatauya kuno kuzoshandira mhuri. Iyi nyaya yavaiita nhasi iyi haichatotishamisi sezvigare zvemunomu nokuti isusu kwatinobva
mukoma Shepherd ndofunga makarova futi nendevele vamwe vanzwe zvamuri kutaura.
Okay, ndikhuluma ngendaba yokuti uyabona thina avo kufika vele iproblem esikhona asina umuntu ongatizikela ngoba ukuhlukumeza kuqalanga kathesi. Izinyonali ndaba eyenzakele ejobeki le kwaye iqakathekisa ngoba iyenzekele phambi kwakamapolisa. Abantu bayabulawa abashayela amatraka besiya kulodebheni le bayagijinyiswa bayashisela ematrakini bayenza yonke into. Izinto ziyaphuma kuma-social media but akukhulunywa ngakho.
Kati manje ngikubambe nje umlomo kancane kungakubangelwa yini ukuthi bethathe wona lawo manyathelo?
Hayi bathi iproblem thina sibathathele umsebenzi. Bathi sibathathele umsebenzi singakwazi ukuthi ukubathathela umsebenzi kwakhona kukuphi ngoba amaphepha siyabe sinawo ephelele. I-home affairs iyasinika amaphemithi ukuthi sinjani sisebenze lapho e-South Africa. Ina iyazivumela ukuthi sinjani sidinga umsebenzi sifuna umsebenzi siwuthole sisebenze lapho e-South Africa. Kafana noma une-permit bawutshela abakafuni lapho e-South Africa. Utshelwa ngumuntu omunye umuntu ngiyokutshela lethi home affairs hati utshelwa ngumuntu. Into eziphuma kuma-social media each and every time abantu bebulawa behlukunyezwa beshisela into zabo i-government ayikhulumi ngakho. Yabona I think kukhona lapho endake ndakhuluma khona ngodaba lokuzeni kuhlele zeni awulathembululo until today. Namanje basaqhubeka abantu bakhona but yona le indaba le eyenzakele in 2 minutes
amapolisa uyabomthini into ekhona ngabe baqala bona nje ba inform abantu ukuthi madoda laba abayenza into ezingekho emthethweni ngena ngemisothi zahamba doti doti njani sisenza i-fetching yabona not ukuthi abantu wakhomba ukufika vumbululu eqala udlala undlame abantu abakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani yabona abantu maseredisela sokuthiwa kokona yi-problem yamaforena amaforena kakuso wodwa aselokuzeni asedlobeni bahlangene nabantu balapha abadayisa estradini akuso bantu bamaforena kuphela nabantu balapha bakhona abadayisa yona abaphila ngakhonoko yabona
okokuthi ukuthi labo babanjiwe yini abanye abakhona abavela khona ngapha abazalelwe e-South Africa
aba lapho ngeke bababambe balapha ngoba uyabona into ekhona into le even nakumaradio alapha siyasilalela inyuza lapha into yibona abaconcerned naye ngama-foreigners even ungakhangela umeya wasejokethi into ethiwa yi-foreigner akayifuni akafuni umuntu oqamuka kwelinye ilizwe ngoba bona bakhala ngokuthi ijokethi siyinzedweni ngamaphandle abantu balapho abasena-freedom ijokethi vele sebesezathi ngelinye ilizwe where is abantu abahlala khona abaluningi lakhona abanye banamaphepha abanye abala maphepha yabona labo abagangayo abangela maphepha ayisik ukuthi siyabavikela abajeziswe ngumthetho yabona
ngathi
nami sengiphelele lapho abanye ithuba nami ukuthi bakhulume na
hayi sure hayi uncedile kakhulu siyabonga
Thank you so much. Wataura zvakati wandei mukoma Shepherd. And as foreigners, they are not protected. And he gave an example of what's happening to truck drivers. We are being attacked by locals, and he says they are not protected. And he says they are being accused of taking up their jobs. But the Home Affairs Ministry allows those foreigners to work as long as they are documented. Before we go to Dr. Siwanda Timbonzwa kuti vateereri vanga vachitevera nyaya iyi pashona Facebook page vari kuti kudii tina mukoma Tawanda Wilberforce mutemererwa hanzi nyika yedu dai yanaka tadzokera chava kuitwa varanda then koita mukoma Energy Mudombo hanzi vakarova mapurisa last week ndo honzeri then Beauty Madiwa Mike Keki Liz hanzi ende vatadzisa vanhu kushanda wanga uchingoti ukati pote wosangana nepfuti Zimbabwe ngainake tidzoke kumusha then mukoma Makaya Terence vaisa namba yavo tiedza kuvafonera asi vari kuti they closed some of streets in Johannesburg and shops are still closed. Saka vari kuti they closed some of the streets in Johannesburg and some shops are still closed. Hanzi zvimwe zvitoro nemigwagwa zvichakavharwa. Then koita mukoma Taz Francis Chikandiwa. Hanzi for Zimbabweans the only solution is to fix the economy. Vanhu vadzoke kumusha. Charles Magona. Hatidzokeri kumusha. Tinobatana nevamwe musi wa hanzi ngatidzokerei kumusha. Tinobatana nevamwe musi wa 16 August kudemo. Ndo mamwe emashoko atinawo Chris ari kubva kuvateereri.
Jonga esindebeleni siyaxolisa kakhulu besingekho emoyeni kuFacebook kodwa sesikhona sesikhona sebekhona labo abalaleli laba sibukelayo kulo Esnat Sibanda othi ayi abantu laba bazenzile ngokuchaya amapolisa so manje lawo amapolisa engavali amafactory la abawoda khona into engicasulayo ukuthi bathi ngabantu bangaphandle silo Pamela Khumalo uya sibingelela nje uthi hello everyone bakhona siyalinxusa njalo le elisezindlini sixoxeke ngodaba lweSouth Africa lapho okube lesiphithiphithi amapolisa egombolozela idolobho leJohannesburg abopha abantu sizwa kuthiwa inani selifike ku-1200 abantu ababothiweyo siyazi ukuthi hayi asobe eZimbabwe kuphela ngabe amazwe achiyeneyo kodwa ke abeZimbabwe siyazi bakhona baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa bengaba bevalelwe jonga sikhangele kumnumzana Sibanda mnumzana Sibanda ye bayakhuluma abantu lapho kubana hayi kukhanya amapolisa lapha ye ayaphindisela nje ayisikho ukuthi kuwe kulodabo lukhulu kakhulu kodwa ikuphindisela nje kuphela ye ungagcizelela nje lawo khona
ye ake ngithi mina namhlanje ngesikhathi amapolisa egombolozele le ndawo le kube nabantu izizalwane zaseSouth Africa ekade ziqala ukushaya abantu phambi kwamapolisa wona lawa agombolozele indawo ekade kuseshwa khona and bashaye abantu amapolisa ekhona abheka akakazenze lutho ukuthi abastophe kanti izolo sithole ukuthi kube nokuhlaselwa kwabantu ngendlela efanayo so into eqinisekileyo ngokuthi ngempela amapolisa ayaziphindisela namhlanje sibonile ungqongqoshe owezamapolisa umnumzane ubheka icele ekhuluma esithi laba bantu kufuneka sibafake emabhasini siyobalahlela sazi kuphi lapha ababuya khona and indlela akhulume ngayo uyabona le nto ukuthi unonya unenzondo deep seated ngaphakathi kwakhe against ama-migrants and siyananzelela ukuthi one ukuphulwa kwamashophu lokho kwenziweyo kwenziwe ngendlela engaphandle komthetho siyananzelela futhi njalo ukuthi abantu ababoshiwe sesikhulume nabambalwa ngiyazi ukuthi emini uma sikhuluma besiyacabanga ukuthi kunabe eZimbabwe sesikhulume nabantu abeZimbabwe abambalwa abaphethe ama-ZET abaphethe ama-asylum documents ababoshiweyo abavalwe ngaphakathi namhlanje so it is confirmed we have many Zimbabweans ababoshiwe na
pakaoma timozwa muchitsanangura Dr. Sivanda kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei tanzwa muchitaura kuti vanhu vanodarika 1200 vanogona kunge vasungwa kusvika pari zvino kunyanga hako musati maziva kuti pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe here zviri mukati imomo zvinhu zvakamira sei pari zvino
chokwadi ndizive kuti tanzwa pane vanga vachitaura kuti zviri kuitika izvi nhasi ichokwadi kuti mapurisa ari kuda kuti abate vanhu vanobva kunze zvizvarwa zvekunze kwesouth africa kuvashungurudza ichokwadi ichocho nokuti nhasi patax rank yepamtn paita kusangana kwevanhu zvizvarwa zvemusouth africa vakaenda pamberi pemapurisa kunorova kupusa motikari dzevanhu vanobva kunze kwesouth africa pamberi pemapurisa mapurisa hapana chaaita vakabva ipapo ndokubva vaenda kumahostera anonzi gp hostels kunotora vamwe kuti vaite reinforcement kuti vazouya vachirova vanhu vanhu vanga vasingatendezi kuti vapinde pane mapurisa pane mutaro wemapurisa asi vanhu vanga vachistrika vachidemonstrata vemusouth africa ivavo vanga vachitendikwa kuti vapfuure vanhu chete kana vasina chokwandi yekupi vanga vakaukera vachibva nechekure vanga vachiti kana vakaswedera mapurisa avadzinge ovatandamidza akatova nongedzera nepfuti saka tiri kutoona chose kuti hatavasi kuda vanhu vari kubva kunze kwesouth africa tangetandwa kuti vanhu vasungwa vari kusvika 1200 tichiziva kuti pane vanhu vezimbabwe iko zvino tava nechokwadi tatotaura nevanhu vanobva kuzimbabwe vakati wandei kubva makuyeni naiko zvino manhero vanga vachirimo vachakavharigwa hanzi vakamira kuti home affairs iuye kuzotarisa mapepa avo kuti ione ndechokwadi here asi tinoziva kuti mutemo wemuno musouth africa unoti munhu anobva kunze kwenyika ngaafambe akatakura passport yake kana asylum document yake kuitira kuti kana asangana nemapurisa kana home affairs avaratidze ndokuti vamuregedza aende munhu anosungwa chete ndiye anenge asina bepa racho kana passport yacho asi nhasi vatogwa zvinoratidza kuti purepito zvisimi mutemo and munhu kana achinge achida kuti azosei vamutore vaverifai madhokumenti ake vanoverifai ipapo panenge ari noti kuti vamutore vanomuvharira saka tiri kuona kuti today paitwa tinoti nechirungu maillegal detentions and arrests zvinotoreva kuti patinenge tichiobva apa pangava nenyaya dzakatowanda dzemaclaims nemalegal action anenge achitorogwa mapurisa neministry of police emailegal detentions nokuti vanhu vasungwa zvisiri mutemo and mapurisa ari kuzviita vachifunga kuti vanhu ava vanhu vanobva kunze havana munhu achavamiririra zvataurwa namukoma vanenge vachitaura kuti aiwa vanhu vanobva kunze chinotineta ndechekuti hapana munhu anotimiririra tinongoshungurudzwa iyo nyaya yematruck drivers yanga ichitotaurwa iyoyi inyaya inotonetsa chaizvo nokuti vana minista vanga vachitotaura takatombotaura naminista of police vari pauven zvikanzi aiwa hatinzwisise kuti vanhu vanobva kunze vanotendewa kuti vadrive chirudzii nekuti driving is not a special skill asi patataa kutaura nemadrivers tikanzwisisa kuti chinokonzera zvese izvi inyaya yekuti madrivers vanoda experience and experience yacho yakatokosha nokuti munhu anenge asina experience vanorivhesa chero matankers ane maexplosive zvakakonzera moto kucape town
Dr. Sivanda. Timbokubatai muromo timbotora muteereri tine muteereri ari parunhare we have Mr. Solomon Nyoni. We'll come back to you, Dr. Swan.
Yes, sir. Chonga, okay. Before we go to Solomon Nyoni, we've just been joined by Teresia Lunga. That's my sister there in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Sister Teresia. Yes, Solomon Nyoni, unjani?
Ngiyaphila mnumzana, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani khona ngapho? Ungaphi se-South Africa?
Yeah,
South Africa.
Ah, okay. Okay. Okay.
Manje lona udaba lwama trucks luhamba njani? Lokho lihlaselwa yini?
Nomzana akula solution. Ninzi yabona ukuthi wena ukhatha futhi njalo into umuntu ekhaya kuya kuyananza akula lokuthi. Kodwa ukuthi nje uvuka ukuthi thiwa ngizasebenza inyanga iphele ngihole. Hayi akula simiseko. Akula safety sihamba endleleni. Ama audio player kathi sibele nyebe ebizungeza manje ukuthi wabafuna. Endaweni zabompo lapha emalahleni ngapha bathi bona bafuna ukuthi ebusuku bebe sethe ma tracking ba ngokuthi itracking bethu ukuthi uri foreigner baya kutubula so basafuna ukuthi ukuthathela ama paper landa belokwenza and yabona into lana and ngabona into isethila ku social media injalo kuye uzakubona izenzakala into enjalo kodwa ikilizwe le intelligence ye South Africa they can't detect into injalo enda kukhulunywa ngakho ubheke icele the first thing if you remember gentlemen kuye meeting abayenze elo edebini namakula. He is one of the guys who support about the 80 kids. They solely cool and they were talking to drive. That's why I'm taking I'm a foreign drivers. While what is this guy what they and so on. He is 2 minutes along the chain. He's one of those guys. Oh, what do you think about it? I mean, I support on Kulumen. What do you see? Those guys they can drive from a win. They ukuze umount amamali ukuze ama-striker bona bebathaka abantu kodwa besuke eThekwini imagine ukuthi ngabantu abangasebenziyo ifike most of them kule sikhathi ababhlokhi indlela lapha elo Marian Hill sabhloka ngeroli sebebuyile amaphoyisa omnyaka wasithiwa gentlemen yaphesa sesivumeleni thathani liyikhiphe endleleni besibeke ukukhipha itrak endleleni kodwa they claim to be drivers. Most of those guys are not drivers, they are criminals aba-employe ukuthi bezesibulala thina. And over my day, which is only the Nasam, which was made at Nagula, who couldn't know from Nambola to Zuma. This girl come in the corner of the map, these guys are good. It's about something in the
world.
I would in the almost Osman, the Rama, the Catalan, the Court, the Google platform, and the United Nations, and the woman, you are fan. Betting the better, betting the woman, it comes down with what happens. Because I'm not being protected, you are being killed. I would have just a comment to you, this guy is this.
Thank you.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nyoni.
Lami ngiyabonga badala besuku oluhle.
Hayi, lawe futhi ube lobusuku obuhle.
Thank you so much. Ngizimwe mthereri Parunare. Hello. Hello, ndiyani vathi nawo Parunare?
Hello.
Eh, stare nyu ndiyani? Sorry?
Malume.
Mutara na malume.
Mukoma malume, narenyi muri kutaurira kure nhasi haisi kunyatsonzwikwa zita.
Ya, ndi malume.
Aiwa taura yenyu chirongwa ndechenyu, tipei zvamunofunga. Mukoma malume yabve yangu dambuka tarasana nawo tiedza zvakare kuva connector but he was talking of he said he was going to differ a bit with other speakers because he said he used to be a cross border trader going into South Africa buy some stuff especially soccer jerseys or sports regalia and then resell in Zimbabwe but he said that was illegal and people used to bribe the police to do that. So I think he wanted to say those things are illegal. Yes, I will try to get him back online. And Tumbons Gokuna, Dr. Suwanda. Dr. Suwanda.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we understand that the African Diaspora Forum is trying to come up with a committee to look into these disturbances from last week's and today's. What can you update us on?
Yes, to start with, we wanted to have a march, you know, to the Premier's office and to the Mayor and the Police Commissioner. So we are going to be marching on the 21st of August, and all the traders will continue. I mean, we'll have their shops closed so that we can give that memorandum. Because one of the things that we need to be very, very clear, and I think this will also answer your last speaker who wanted to say that they are illicit goods, is that we are not against police officers doing their job. As migrants, what basically we are saying is, let the police come and do their work, but it must be done within the confines of the law, within the parameters and the provisions of the Constitution, which include that when they come and they are conducting these searches, they should not be shooting people, they should not be hitting people. On the 9th of June, we had a gentleman who was shot 9 times using live ammunition. And this is what we are fighting against, because these people are unarmed. They have never been fighting back against anyone up only until last week. So the one of the things that we'll do is to have this match, and the demands there will be, can we have the human rights, the rights of the migrants respected? Because before these people are migrants, they are human beings who are entitled to all the rights that are in the international and the National Bill of Rights, you know, that South Africa, you know, basically, you know, has. Then we are also saying, once we have gathered all the evidence about what happened, you know, today in particular, especially with the breakings of shops, and we've already received a lot of videos to that effect, we are going to be writing, I think, you know, this also concurs rather to what the other brother was talking about, I think it's Nyoni. We are going to write to the United Nations, you know, on human rights, Council on Human Rights, Commission for Human Rights, to basically lay a complaint against what basically happened today, and even the language, you know, that the minister used, you know, in terms of saying that, you know, we want all these undocumented or these migrants to be put in a bus and taken, we don't know where to. That is unacceptable, because he is classifying all those traders as undocumented and justifying that action. On the same note, the same report, we are going also to be sending to the South African Human Rights Commission, basically to say, you know, the actions of the police, you know, were out of, you know, out of bounds. They were, you know, infringing on the rights, you know, of those that, you know, are trading there, in particular as well as those that were arrested, while if they had their documentation. So the committee that we had initially thought we would actually set up was a committee to try and sit down with the government and say, what is the problem? How do we move forward? On Thursday, when there was an attack, I mean last week, you know, when the people fought back. The police came to the scene and started shooting people. And this is what we're trying to address. But up to now, we have only seen, you know, people addressing the fact that migrants, you know, fought back. As if, you know, migrants do not have, you know, the right to, I mean, a private defense, which is, you know, a defense that everybody is entitled to if they are attacked, you know, outside the law, even by the police officers. It is constitutional in South Africa. I said earlier, you know, in an interview that, look, we don't say this because we know that if you say some of these things and people don't understand it, we might have people actually using it as an excuse to attack the police, even when there is no justification. So, yes, we are writing to the South African Human Rights Commission, which we think that by Friday we'll send this report to the United Nations. Our Commission for Human Rights will also be doing the same thing. And we're also going to be writing to the South African Parliament, you know, to make a presentation, because we have got footage, you know, of the police shooting. And one of the justifications that we had recently was that, but how do you know that this footage refers specifically to Thursday? What if it's for another day? Because already people are trying to wangle their way out, you know, of the dilemma that they are finding themselves in. So today, in our view, the statement that was being made, it was by the police to try and cower the migrants, to be so afraid so that they realize that should we try and protect our rights, we are going to be rounded up and arrested and disturbed from doing business. But we are not going to leave any stone unturned in terms of, you know, ensuring that, you know, this case is going to go to court. And even, you know, suing, you know, the minister, basically for the breakages and the destruction that they have caused, you know, in these particular shops, you know, that they have opened, because it's not all the shops that have got illicit products.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Chris.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Silo Masugu, Ecingweni, Masugu, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Yebo, kunjani Mnumzane?
Hayi, siyaphila, unjani wena?
Hayi, kungcono ngapha, kunjani ngakini khona ngapha?
Hayi, lakho kungcono. Ungaphi kweZimbabwe?
NgiseNkabazwe.
Oh, Inkabazwe. Ye, ungasiphathisa kuhlelo lwethu la.
Yebo, yebo, baba. Indaba le ngiyayizwa. Hayi, kulusizi, ngoba ngani bethu, lezi hlobo abahlangana le nto embi kangaka emazweni abe yizithetheli. Kodwa sibona nje ukuthi ama-African countries ngokwawo na angani yinto efanayo. Eze kwesinye isikhathi bengithi ngiyabheka mbona ukuthi abafowethu konke lokhu abahlangana nakho abakubalekayo lapha ekhaya sokungani sokusuka kube nzima ukudlula lokho kungapha. Yikho-ke ngibacela nje singayithambidlana khona ngani ngoba babengani bayaphuma lawo besiyazingela ukuthi bafethu ilizwe esithi nje siqale sililungise ngoba ngani ngoba i-South Africa has got i-sovereignty understanding of ukuthi bona bafuna ukuphila ngayo ithindlela. So kungangcono ukuthi abafowethu ngokugijimisana namapholisa nxa kuyukuthi yibo abagijimisana namapholisa bathana namapholisa abaze ekhaya sizozama ukuncedisana nabo nathi thina sizama ukulungisela ilizwe lethu ngapha ngoba kathixo akusebenzi ngoba laloba singaze zikhale kangako singabantu abangekho emzini wabo akulasisinto ngoba kathesi abanye bazathathelwa amaphepha abanye bazabe bevaleli okungekho emthethweni ngoba kusuke kube nzima ngoba asiyozwi lakho. Fine, kungaba nabantu ababezama ukuthi sincedisane labo ukuthi laba abantu kambe bangayekela idlame olungaka olungakhoza ozinophobia. But uzibone kunzima ebizweni elingahlelo lakho. Kodwa ngakho-ke lawo ama-South Africans siyabacela sibili mpelampela ukuthi bhekani bafowethu. Inalikwa-apartheid lasikunceda kakhulu ngoba lalisenkingeni. Remember, mina, I was one of the people who was voting South Africa, even so maybe 1994, ngakhasi vote yami mina, even though ngakhulunywa ukuthi mhlawumbe your vote is your secret, but I'm saying this, ngoba I wanted South Africa to be free, the way how it is today. But not the extent yokuthi sebethathana bezagila bethana nabantu ababancedisa ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuthi mhlawumbe i-South Africa ingaba ngcono. But unfortunately, wena bakubona kungcono ngalolu hlobo. Kodwa what I'm telling them today, laba loba ngaze kusasa, African countries are always African countries. Sasa bazafika beyibo nabo besiza ngakho. Into lezi zingani ziyajikajika. Lanti sasingakhumbuli ukuthi millions and millions we can be found moving in South Africa zishiye ukuphila.
Hayi kwezwakala ayisibongile mnumzana Masuku ke siphe ithuba umnumzana Sibanda uzaphendula kodwa ke hayi ungalalela eradiweni ukuthi uthini. Okay, Jonga, I've just asked Mr. Masuku to keep track of the response from Mr. Sibanda, because Mr. Masuku is actually encouraging those in South Africa to go back home and try and rebuild the country. What's your take on Mr. Masuku's statement there, Mr. Sibanda?
Well, look, I think it's a fair comment, I mean, for where he is, but obviously I think what you're also looking at is that we've got people that have got children that have set up systems here, and we think that it's not just a clear-cut, you know, decision to say people up and leave and come to Zimbabwe, where already, you know, there is, 90%, you know, unemployment levels. But what we are saying is, like he said, rightfully so, that the African problems are the same. And we think that, you know, the whole idea is to fix, you know, the African problems to ensure that, you know, human rights are properly respected. Now, politicians do not use cheap politics and populist statements to try and win people over. Because what we are seeing happening here is we are seeing the government here, of South Africa, the politicians in question, we are seeing them manipulating people, you know, talking about service delivery, talking about jobs, talking about buildings being hijacked and crime and blaming it on the migrants so that they can win the people over. And the reason for that is, you know, there are problems with service delivery and crime and unemployment. And now, instead of fixing those problems, we are seeing that now the government is hiding, you know, behind a finger or actually pointing a finger somewhere else to keep people thinking that, you know what, this is the issue of migrants. If all the migrants that are in South Africa were to leave today, South Africa would continue to have these problems of crime and unemployment. They will not be resolved, you know, overnight. So in terms of what I think, you know, the gentleman said, you know, it is ideal that we can fix all, you know, the African, I think, countries. And as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, my view is obviously that, look, there are still quite a number of deep-rooted and seated problems that might not be similar to the ones in South Africa, especially in terms of, you know, the human rights record. And like I was saying that, look, we are going to be writing to the United Nations, I mean, to the South African Human Rights Commission. And those institutions, you know, that we have, for example, in South Africa, are not similar to the kind of institutions that we have in Zimbabwe. And these people that, for example, if it is found that indeed, you know, these people's rights were violated, which is going to be done in the majority of the cases, the judiciary is relatively fair. It will not have a problem, you know, ruling against government. These people will be compensated, the ones that were unlawfully arrested and, you know, even detained. And the shops that were actually, you know, are broken into. If, again, it is found that, you know, it was unlawful for them to do that, you know, the minister is going to be held accountable. I know that it might be very weak, but they will have to pay, and we are going to be pursuing that so that we ensure that we discourage, you know, those that come into government and behave in a manner that is unacceptable. We know that the current minister was once fired, you know, for, as a police commissioner, you know, for acquiring, buildings in illegal, you know, in unlawful manners in terms of tenders, while he was a commissioner during the previous president's tenure. So we know that he does not really have much respect, you know, for the law, but we are hoping that that is something that will have to be decided in a court of law.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. Please do stay on the line. Christine Mwem Tereri, and Tinam Koma Muzo, Ariparunare. Hello?
Magadiri kwa majonga.
Takasimba, magasimba, onda gona, hile kuda heza zita hili.
Ie, andizo, sondi mkoma muzo.
Mkoma muzo. Ii shoti kati hili?
Ia, ii shoti kati.
Aywa, atisha bunza edu risere kutirinenge chinzi muzo wati asi. Ie, chero tango ribata, tipe ifungwa zenyi panya ya turu kurukura.
Ni mkoma jonga nyaya ndaona nzoga raso wangu Pretoria ndisi mjobeg but ndanchi zwona pa news ii nyaya zino tisiri sei ii chato dakuta ura mkoma jonga jino wani nikitora nyaya njino fanu waku icherike za ondoterra woi nikoti hei because last week yo patata wana mafore na tingangoti isusi wa wekunze right jema motkari jema purisa ndaka zwona pa news. I think ndo pakatanga nyaya ya kukonjeresa kuti tisvike pari zvinonasi. Vakazonyanya kuoverbehavior to the police. Mapurisa vanhu vemutemo hatirambi kuti vanokanganisa but the way yavakaita manje zvinobva zvatotikanganisa isagara tine disadvantage. Last week iyo vaitaura nyaya yekuti vanhu mabasa vechidiki mabasa rate yacho yakwirira vanhu vasingachashandi vaitaura zvekuma 30% vanhu unemployment rate. Saka zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichiwanda apa zvakaitika zvikuwedzera munyu paronda kwatakaita isusu vanhu vekunze kumapurisa. Saka ndozvandiri kuona zvakaitika zviri kukonzeresa ende handisi kufungidzira kuti nyaya iyi ichangogumira ipapo apa. Ndodoona sekutoti zvichatoramba zvichitotinetsa isuwa vanobva kunze.
Saka munofunga here imi kuti vari munyika imomo vekunze avo vangangopetawo maoko vachitaura kuti tiri kurwiswa nezvizvarwa zvesouth africa, tikunomhara kumapurisa, hapana zviri kuitwa? Hatisi kuti ndo chokwadi, asi tikutarisa kuti tomboti ndo zviri kuitika. Vakanga vachisangana nematambudziko aya muda kuti vaite sei?
Mukoma Jonga, nyaya yekurwisa ndangokupai chibindi. Munoona zviri kuitika kucape town, vanourayana pachavo mune moto wekugwana. Saka inyika yagara ichingova zvayo nevhaiorensi nechekudhara. Saka isusu hatisi kuti hedu kana vakaatakwa ngavasa, toziva kuti hatinavo futi vanotimirira sezvambotaugwa nemumwe muteereri. But apo ndoona sekuti vakazvinyanya kuinda mberisa nevakatsvaga imwe wei isiri yokutema mapurisa.
Aiwa,
ndomaonera ndoita mukoma Jonga.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tinzwe kuti na Dr. Swanda vari panapa vesangano reAfrican Diaspora Forum, tigonzwawo kuti vanoionawo sei nyaya muri kutaura iyoyo. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Muzo. Thank you so much. Dr. Swanda manzwa kune muteereri mukoma Muzo. Hanza ndofunga vanhu svondo rapera vakapfurikidza maitiro avakazoita pakurwisa mapurisa. Munoti?
Thank you very much, Ms. Jonga. I think, you know, the one thing that I'm happy is the question that you asked, that should these, I mean, should migrants sit and watch when their rights are being violated? And, I mean, the listener said, you know, people are attacked, they kill each other in Cape Town. This is violence amongst people themselves. But here we are talking about violence by the state, particularly the police, who are supposed to protect the people. What the listener is unaware of is that in this particular case, for example, starting from November, the Ethiopian community in South Africa has even engaged lawyers that have written to the MMC, the member of the mayoral committee who is in charge of civic and community, to lay complaints against, you know, these attacks, the looting of the money. You see on camera policemen taking money from teams and stuffing in their bags, you know, to go away with it, including, you know, property. We've seen them coming into storming the building. Like, you know, it's a terrorist movie where, you know, you've got these police officers putting on balaclavas, storming into the building and forcing people to lie down, clapping them, kicking them. Now, that is the worst, you know, violation of human rights that I think we've seen so far in South Africa. Maybe the closest one is when we saw dogs being trained and people back in the 90s, you know, by the police. So what we want to emphasize is migrants, before they are migrants, they are human beings. And all the rights that accrue to humanity, you know, accrue to migrants. They cannot just sit back and allow their rights to be flouted because they are migrants. One of the problems that I think we have in Africa that causes us Africans to suffer so much is because we tend to forget that governments are our governments. They are not governments. We are not meant for the government, but governments are meant for us. They are meant to listen to us. They are meant to protect us. But we always want to give the police, you know, this divine, I think, you know, right to abuse people and say, but they are the police. We cannot fight against them. In South Africa, in terms of the constitution, in terms of case law that we have, we know that if the police come to you and fight with you and even, you know, threaten your life, you have a right to private defense to an extent that, you know, even you can defend your own property. So migrants also have got those rights. They cannot just sit down and sit over their hands and say, because we are migrants, let us allow, you know, our rights to be violated because we are beggars. I mean, that is, nobody is regarded as a beggar. The migrants that are here, they've got permits.
Thank you.
They've got asylum seeker documents.
Thank you so much.
In the country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. Timbo Toram Tereri. Tina mkoma Matiza, kanava Matiza, wa Zambia. Makadi, baba.
Tulipo, makadi, enyu, baba.
Hai, watiru wa penyu. Zambia, muri dunu ripi, kana guta ripi.
Ndripa Kazungula, pa New Bridge.
Kazungula.
Yes, pa ku construct a New Bridge.
Ah, okay, ndi muri kuri waka, ere muri wa mwe wano, wari kuri waka.
Aiwa zviri tirungoita zvetori tirungodarika wenhu tichiona.
Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini chokutanga ndakwadzisa mhuri yeZimbabwe. yose kumativi mana yenyika kamuri nesi. Tichitarisa panyaya yeSouth Africa yakaitika sezvo Dr. Sanda vati varikuda kunyorera kuUnited Nations. Chokutanga tisati taenda kure kana kuti tisati tataura zvakawanda wanda. Mukatarira hurumende yava Ramaphosa iri pachena kuti haidi maforeigners munyika mayo. Iko zvino it looks like chikwata chinonzi ATDF chiri muSouth Africa chakuita zvachinoda. Vari kufamba mumastreet vanongosangana nemunhu wokuisa. Izvezvi pane mukomana wavakanetsa kuEastern Cape. Vanhu vari mustreet ari kufamba is a civilian anongobvunza munhu toda kuona mapepa ko uri foreigner, you are not allowed to be. If not a policeman maziviro edu munhu anobvunzwa madocuments nemupurisa nemunhu wehome affairs, kwete munhu mustreet. Zviri kuitika izvozvo, vagotora munhu iye vagenda naye kuhome affairs, vatora munhu iye vaenda naye kuhome affairs, munhu iye anondosungwa voregedza vanhu vaya vaita business ror vachida. Iko zvino pane mamessages atiri kusangana nawo atiri kuona mumasocial media vachitiretena. Havasungwe vanhu ivavo vanozikamwa, vanotovhara nzira, kuvhara completely business stop, asi havasungwe. Saka izvi zviri pachena kuti hurumende yava Ramaphosa haitode chinonzi foreigner muSouth Africa. Then pane mubvunzo wandoda kubvunza. Pakamuka yoyoyo pakati pevanhu nemapurisa vachitemwa, ndiani akakwanisa kuona kuti vanhu vanga vachipotera maforeigner? Because yairi protest vanhu vava vakazara mustreet, mukaona video yacho, sei vachimanyira kuti maforeigners. Ane umbowo kuti maforeigners ndiani? Kechipiri, maministers ehurumende yava Ramaphosa, they are repeating my same statement against my foreigners. Foreigners, whether une ma documents, whether una ma documents. Group iyo inonzi ATDF inofonera company, yo threaten a company kuti who gave you authority yoku employ ma foreigners. Asungwe munhu iye he continues achiita zvavari kuita. Vanosvika pakambani vovharisa vokudza kuti employer isusu basa, bvisa vanhu vese vari pano. Asi hurumende inofanirwa kunge ichiita basa iroro, vemeba vehome affairs varipo vakanyaradza, they are standing akimbo looking at all this thing happening. South Africa is ungovernable.
Ndikubatei muromo vamatiza nguva yedu yakuti mhanye iregai tipe mukana mumwe muteereri ari parunhare tozopa mukana kuna Dr. Sibanda wagopindura mubvunzo wamabvunza uye wekuti ndiani akaidentifya kuti maforeigners. Totenda zvikuru.
Mainda ndachikumbira kuti kuna Dr. Sibanda kana vaakunyorera kuUnited Nations, South Africa tine industry yematransporters. Matransporters are under siege in South Africa. My drivers
zvakwana vamatiza ndinotenda paita vateereri vaviri vari parunhare. Chris, tongoti 30 seconds kuna vasibanda then 30 seconds kuna vamanhanda kana takwanisa.
Yes, let's go for it, Mr. Dr. Sibanda, just 30 seconds to wrap up.
Thank you very much. I think the question that says, are they who identified that these people that were attacking the police were foreigners? It is a very good question. I can rest assure you that one of the person, the only person that was arrested on the scene on that day was a South African who was carrying 2 5-liter containers that had petrol, who even threatened to burn the police car. It was a young man who was South African. So in the midst of the people that were protesting, we've got a lot of workers that said, look, we are part of the protest because we are unhappy, because this is affecting
thank
us,
you.
This is where we live.
Thank you, Dr. Swanda. Well. Thank you. Tins, Gukunawa Swasa Chuma. Vama nanda 30 seconds.
Mazvika henyu, ndanga ndiri kuda kuti chese chese takagumbuka nezvakaitika kubva musi wokutanga kusvikira pazuva ranhasi kwasera kuchiitiwa izvozvo marimwe zuva zvanezvoka vakasera vachidzingirana nhasi vachibata vachinopaza mashopu basi ndanga ndichida hangu kutaura ndakarerekera kuna hodzi madhiraivha kuti please ngatibatsiranei avo vari kukirosa ngatibatsiranei ngatimbovharai bhodha ngatimbomavharai mabhodha yese ngazvi kana zvikwanisika ngazviitike 24 hours marori kushayiwa panopinda kana nemotikara nebhazi then they will to realize that we are very very important. No country can survive without the skills.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. We have come to the end of the show. Thank you as well to Dr. Vusumuzi Smanda of the African Diaspora Forum. And we'd like to thank all those who managed to go through and those who did not. Please try again next time. My name is Chris Kande. Good night, Zimbabwe.